Yes, hello?
Okay, good morning. This is Kresge, store 290.
This is who?
Kresge, store 290.
Oh, yeah, hi. How you doing?
Fine, and you? I have a problem. I shipped out some merchandise 11-20-84.
11-20? Wait, who are you calling?
I'm calling UPS.
Oh, okay, UPS, yeah. Gotcha, okay.
Okay, I would like to have a trace put on this merchandise so I can send back to the cupboard store that they did receive that merchandise.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Okay, so, okay, the merchandise went out 11-20. And the merchandise went to Conair, C-O-N-A-I-R.
All right, Conair, yeah.
11 Executive Avenue.
Yeah, okay.
Addison, New Jersey.
Addison, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Zip code 08817.
Okay.
And the weight was, it was two cases. The weight was 13 pounds and 12 pounds.
Okay.
And the pickup record number is 214-045-074. And our number is, let me find a page, 416-171.
Okay, I got all that. We're going to, we'll put our UPS tracer detectives on it right now.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Hold on the line. They're checking it out.
Okay.
Officer Friday, do we have an answer on that?
We need the facts, ma'am. Just facts.
He says he needs the facts.
What facts?
He needs the facts here, the facts on the shipment itself.
Okay, now, what kind of merchandise... What kind of merchandise it was?
That'll do, sure, yeah.
Okay, it was 45 pieces of hairbrush sets.
45 pieces...
Of hairbrush sets, you know, brushes.
Hairbrush sets, mm-hmm.
How's that?
45 pieces of hairbrush sets.
Two cases only now.
Two cases, but they contain 45 pieces of hairbrush sets.
Well, see, the company sent me paper and said they only received one case, one of the two cases. But both cases went out at the same time.
All right, Officer Friday, we have 45 pieces of hairbrush sets that are missing.
We need the facts.
Officer Friday said that he just needs the facts.
I need more facts. That's the facts.
He needs more facts, he says.
Okay, well, the only thing that I can give you is just the date that the merchandise went out.
Yeah, that was 11-20-84.
And it was two cases, and the pickup number, which I gave you, and the weight and the address that it went to, what more do you want? I have no more to give you.
There are, there are no more facts to give me?
No.
What kind of bristles?
What kind of bristles?
It's just a plastic brush, a regular hairbrush.
A regular plastic hairbrush. Now, the handle is plastic.
Yes.
All right, and the head is plastic.
Yes.
Okay, what are the bristles made of?
I do not know because... I did not pay that much attention to, you know, when I was packing the merchandise, I did not check to see what kind of material the bristle was made out of.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am, we need the facts. We just need the facts.
Now, you see, that's very often the case.
Just the facts.
In detective work is that people don't pay attention to the small details.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact, Jack.
You know, this doesn't sound for real. And the in the background.
We just need the facts, ma'am. We need the facts.
You heard Officer Friday say that. We do need the facts.
And this is supposed to be Officer Friday.
No, if we can just nail down here what the bristles were made of, I think we can trace your order.
Sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Ma'am.
What I am going to do, I am going to call you back Monday, okay?
You want to call Officer Monday?
Yes, Monday.
He's not in today. He's off today.
Okay, well, fine. But I am going
to... So Officer Friday's in today. Officer Monday's not here.
Just the facts.
Okay. Goodbye, and then you have a nice
night. Hold on. We haven't got the facts yet. We need more facts. Could I have your name?
Hey, so like the story you've just heard is true, eh? Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent. And the gullible, too, eh?
Dick Burton gets you up every morning. C95.5.